attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm your host, James Kelso, here live from North Dakota. And we come to you every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 6 to 8 Central Time, and I invite you to call in to this live program. That's part of the fun of live radio, is that you can participate in it. Let me give you the call-in number. My two-year-old has brought my mouse pad back to my desk, on which I had written our phone number. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My two-year-old had walked off with that, and he brought it back. The big story, the story we'll be covering tonight, and the story we've been covering in recent times, is the big story in politics, the big story in the plight of our people, in the nationalist cause. And that is the elections in Europe, which have turned out spectacularly well for our cause across the board, with no disappointments. Some performed more mightily than others, but there were no defeats in Europe. There was just an across-the-board surge of victories in every European nation. And what we're looking forward to is the tsunami crossing the Atlantic and hitting our shores here in America, a tsunami of awakening among Europeans that their nations and their peoples are in peril, and that politics is one of the ways they need to fix that situation. So we've got some, I've got a stack of headlines here for you, a stack of articles coming out of Europe, and I welcome your thoughts on what has transpired. I can tell you that earlier today, every other Saturday, our program follows the Board of Directors meeting of the American Freedom Party. And we had such a board meeting today, which was very enjoyable and productive. And we talked about just this theme of tonight's show, which is the victories in Europe and how we can translate those in the U.S. The American Freedom Party is the counterpart to the European parties that just won so big in Europe. Now, the difference is that those parties are, some of them a decade, some 2 decades, some 3 decades ahead of us in organizing. Some of them are more recent. But the Europeans have been organizing politically for decades longer than we have. We gave up here in America. We made a fitful start back in 1988, 1992, and 84 with our populist party. It was a good start. Fitful is the wrong adjective. It was a good start and had some good results, but we tripped ourselves up and fell into internecine conflict and disputation, and we gave up our political effort after 1992. Not to be resumed until the formation of the American Freedom Party, and not coincidentally, the executive director of the American Freedom Party, Don Wassel, was the chairman and director of the Populist Party back in the 84, back in the 88, rather. He wasn't the chairman in the 84. In the 88 run with David Duke as presidential candidate, and the 92 run, gaining, in the case of Duke, 100,000 votes nationwide, and raising $250,000, and running in approximately 16 states on the presidential ballot. The situation, how have things changed since 1988? Well, let's see. 26 years later, they are what? 26 years of unchecked immigration invasion, 26 years of globalist scheming, all those things like GATT and NAFTA are creatures that have occurred since that time. And things have only gotten worse. So the moment and the opportunity for political organizing is all the more ripe today. So let's begin with some news stories just to get the ball rolling here. I'll give you some of the updates and news since we talked last week. I'll give you some headlines here to give you an idea of what we're talking about. Here's an article from Fox News that says, EU elections after gains by far right, does political earthquake foreshadow grim future? I like that headline. A grim future for Fox News, indeed, but not for us. Here's one from the Huffington Post. Tony Blair says European Parliament elections a wake-up call for pro-Europeans. And by pro-Europeans, he means people who are for globalism. Here's one from a website called yearactive.com. It says, after election success, far-right parties line up for EU money in Parliament. Ooh, that sounds good. Actual money in our cause. We talked last week, there was an article by Guillaume du Rocher on American Freedom Party director Kevin McDonald's website. Guillaume du Rocher estimated that $110 million would flow into the treasuries of the nationalist parties in Europe, based on about 110 of the 200 Eurosceptic, I know this gets a little complicated, there are 751 members of the European Parliament. That's their big legislative body, their U.S. Senate and Congress all rolled into one. Of the 751 who are elected every 5 years, and were just elected again here 2 weeks ago, 200 are what are called Eurosceptics. That is, people that don't like the government they're in, don't like the European Union, and want to get out of it. That's wonderful. So they are right on a very big issue. Of those 200, Guillaume du Rocher, a French name and a Frenchman, he estimated that 110 were basically on our team, were true nationalists. And further, that each of these would receive from the European Parliament, from the European Union, $1 million in budget allowances per EU member or MEP, member of the European Parliament, total of $110 million into our cause. That's rather spectacular. Here's another headline. This is from the World Socialist website. Austria, Dateline Austria, far-right FPO, that's the Freedom Party Österreich, or Austrian Freedom Party, gains support in European elections. Okay? And then, why am I not surprised? And the World Socialist website, the author appears to be a Jewish fellow. Here's the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. They have an article today, American far right jubilant over European election results. And we're going to enjoy that article here tonight. Let me give you the call-in number again. It's 800-313-9443. And let me give you a website that you can peruse as we go through tonight's two-hour program, and that is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Now you can take a look at that during our break, and we'll be right back after that.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. I left you with the thought that through today's show, please take a look at the website of the American Freedom Party, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And I invite you to join the American Freedom Party. It's easy to do. $25 gets you a one-year membership. And we've got a flagship newspaper which supports the American Freedom Party, the Nationalist Times, a long-standing paper going back to 1985 that it's been published every month, one of the great American patriot newspapers. And we'd like you to subscribe to that. Well, let's jump in here with the American far right jubilant over European election results. And I'm starting here at the top. Dateline June 2nd. And this is under the category, boy, look at the category we get. The category is race, racism, and white nationalism. Okay. I guess that's our category. The European right wing comes of age triumphantly declared one of the largest white nationalist groups in the United States, the Council of Conservative Citizens, COCC. After an announcement of the results of the 2014 European elections. Like the Council of Conservative Citizens, many on the American far right, from the Tea Party to hardened white nationalists, paid close attention to the European results. Looking at these votes for nationalist, anti-immigrant, racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-European Union political parties, the American hard right saw hope for the future here at home. During IREHR's analysis, now let's get, again, who are these very forgettable people at IREHR? That's the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. Sounds to me like a pretty anti-white joint to me. During IREHR's analysis of far-right leaders in the United States, several different themes emerged at the top of their concern. These may animate far-right organizing efforts over the next year. One, nationalist, anti-globalist arguments in the age of austerity and financial turmoil. Two, anti-immigrant politics as a winning message. Ooh, I like hearing that from the lips of commies. Three, the necessity of a white electoral strategy here at home. And then the U.S. and European far right. For years, far right activists in the United States, particularly those interested in mainstreaming their particular brand of bigotry in the political arena, have looked to Europe as a source of hope and inspiration. They have also developed long-standing multilateral relationships with their European counterparts. Take, for instance, a scene captured in Leonard Zeskind's Blood and Politics, where a COCC delegation traveled to France to attend a 1997 National Front festival in Paris. You know, these leftists are so bitter, they even put the word festival. It is a festival. It's the Red, White, and Blue Festival, Rouge, Blanc, et Bleu Festival that the Front National puts on every year. And it's wonderful. It's huge. They might, for example, rent Le Bourget Airport. That's the airport where Charles Lindbergh landed in 1927. By the way, I found out since we talked last week, I found out. I'm so pleased to find out. I am a cousin of Charles Lindbergh. You see here, me find the little... Right up here, these things are discoverable on a website, a wonderful website I can heartily recommend to anyone, called Ancestry.com, which is going to change history. That website is going to change everything as it raises the typical European, the average European's appreciation of his own ancestry. I am a 22nd cousin, one time removed, to Charles Augustus Lindbergh through his mother, Evangeline Lodge Land. We share, what do we share? Lindbergh and I share as our grandfathers, we share Sir John de Balliol as a great grandfather to both of us. And de Balliol is the guy who founded Balliol College at Oxford University. Anyway, back to this very nice article. Leonard Zeskind, a CFC delegation, traveled to France to attend a 1997 National Front Festival, in ironic quotes, it is a festival, the Rouge Blanc et Bleu, in Paris. At the event, the CFCC delegates presented FN leader Jean-Marie Le Pen with a Confederate flag, to which Le Pen responded by saying, "We are sympathetic to the Confederate cause." For several decades now, leaders from the National Front, the British National Party, Vlaams Belang, and others have also traveled to the United States to meet American allies at conferences and other events. American far-right interest in Europe has ebbed and flowed based on the electoral success of their European counterparts. With the exception of the Tea Party, electoral success has eluded most American far-right groups. Now, far-right victories in the European elections have rekindled the hope of American groups. Well, that's just what we've been saying on this radio show for a couple of months. We anticipated it. It has happened, and we are delighted. So let's take a review of some of these, some of our good friends in our cause. Nationalism. "Folks, I'm here to tell you that this week's election results in Europe have given me a lot of hope," proclaimed Tennessee white nationalist talk show host James Edwards, my good friend and a fellow board of directors member of the American Freedom Party. Capturing the enthusiasm of many American racists. Oh, I love how the left writes about us. Edwards attempted to cast the issue as a growing conflict between globalism and nationalism. Quote, "In country after country, the voters are increasingly beginning to favor nationalist parties." This is James Edwards speaking. "I can't say that all of these parties are the genuine article and can be trusted to hold the line, but what is encouraging is that the people believe that they are an alternative to the globalist establishment and are turning out in support," unquote, James Edwards. Edwards, framing the issue as a blow against globalism, echoed the victory remarks of National Front leader Marine Le Pen. She said, quote, "The people have spoken loud and clear. They no longer want to be led by those outside our borders, by EU commissioners and technocrats who are unelected," she declared. "They want to be protected from globalization and take back the reins of their destiny," unquote. Now that's a quote that any nationalist in America would be proud to utter. The Virginia white nationalist think tank, American Renaissance, called the elections, quote, "a promising shift to the right," unquote, and hoped that, quote, "we are perhaps seeing the first rays of a new dawn after a long night," unquote. Elaborating on the meaning behind the vote, quote, "the results of elections to the so-called European Parliament show that the peoples of our mother continent are at long last showing signs of resistance." Hold that resistant thought, and we'll be back right after this break.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Freedom Party Report. And your host, James Kelso. We're talking about the European elections and the massive effect that they have on our cause and how well they augur for the future of patriotism. They are the formation of a resistance in Europe. Jared Taylor was talking about that. Here I'm just stapling together some more articles that came out while I was reading the last one. Let's go back to Jared Taylor, who says that these elections represent a promising shift to the right and hoped that we are perhaps seeing the first rays of a new dawn after a long night, unquote. Elaborating on the meaning behind the vote, Taylor says, quote, the results of elections to the so-called European Parliament show that the peoples of our mother continent are at long last showing signs of resistance to, indeed, incipient revolt against the cosmopolitan elites that have for so long misruled them, unquote. Ah, yes, the cosmopolitan elites. Matt Parrott of the Traditionalist Youth Network pushed the argument further arguing that Europeans are more interested in Russian President Vladimir Putin's nationalism than in America's liberalism. While there is little evidence suggesting that the European public is drawn to Putin's nationalism, this is the commies talking now, for many of the most successful far-right political parties, it is true. During a trip to Moscow, for example, National Front leader Marine Le Pen declared her admiration for Putin's, quote, patriotism, unquote. UKIP leader Nigel Farage, F-A-R-A-G-E, has also named Putin as the world leader he, quote, most admires, unquote. That's a new one for me. I hadn't heard that. Thank you. Thank you, communists, for making me aware of that, of which I was unaware. Parrott also encouraged American white nationalists to learn from the successes of their counterparts in Europe. Well, that's been the theme of our show for a couple of months. Now here's another heading, anti-Semitism. It's mandatory in any discussion of patriots, of course. I was working earlier today with David Duke, Dr. David Duke, on a new book that he has announced that's coming out called The Illustrated Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And in that book, there's a lot of discussion about the way in which the left attempts to shut down patriotism by miscasting it as being racist or anti-Semitic or anything else that the left can think of that might put us in a bad light with the public. The coded language about the commies writing. The coded language about globalists and cosmopolitan elites was wholly insufficient for American. I really didn't know that they were going to talk about David here at this point. I'm reading this for the first time myself. Wholly insufficient for American anti-Semites like David Duke, with whom I spent a good part of today, particularly with the newfound success of several European political parties that have openly expressed anti-Semitism. this is going to get interesting. Already kicked out of several European countries for his racism and anti-Semitism, Duke saw the results as a victory for his brand of bigotry. Now, let's translate all of that. Folks, no, David hasn't been kicked out of several European countries for racism, anti-Semitism, or anything else. And he did not see the results as a victory for his brand of bigotry. He saw it as a victory for our brand of patriotism, which is the same brand, by the way, as that of Charles Lindbergh and his father, Charles Lindbergh, who was a patriot back when he was opposing entry into World War I and opposing the Federal Reserve Bank. It is the patriotism that it is the brand of patriotism of your grandparents and great grandparents and great great grandparents. I found out, speaking of great grandparents, that wonderful website, Ancestry.com, I found out about another relative of mine today, Thomas Alva Edison, who was a great patriot who shared David Duke's views and Henry Ford's views. And Charles Lindbergh's views, and in fact, Thomas Alva Edison would get together in Florida at his home, which was right next door to Henry Ford's home. Thomas Alva Edison, 1847 to 1931, is my fifth cousin, even closer than Lindbergh. We share a Puritan, a Mayflower Puritan, John Beach, is my ninth great-grandfather, and he is Thomas Alva Edison's fourth great-grandfather. So we both come from John Beach. Duke saw the results as a victory for his brand of bigotry. He cast the vote as an important first step in rejecting Jews. And, of course, that's not David did not say that. I know the man very well. Ran his office for several years. And no, it's a rejection of globalism, one-worldism, and the dispossession of the European mankind, as Pat Buchanan calls us. In his typically bigoted manner, Duke wrote that, quote, the results of European Parliament elections held last week have at last shown that in many parts of Europe, resistance to the ideologies enforced by Jewish supremacists, mass immigration, and globalization are being decisively rejected, unquote. Anti-Semitic professor Kevin, yes, McDonald, board of directors member of the American Freedom Party, echoed Duke's anti-Semitism in a piece for his The Occidental Observer website. Quote, it's no secret that Jewish organizations have been strongly in favor of the EU and its policies promoting immigration and multiculturalism, so it's no surprise that they are quite negative about the results of the elections for the European Parliament, unquote. And we've quoted on this show for the last few months, we've picked out quotes from those Jewish websites, including some in Israel, which were universally angry and upset and worried about the rise of the right in Europe. McDonald derided concerns over the votes for parties like Jobbik and Golden Dawn. Quote McDonald, what is missing in this opposition is any glimmering that native Europeans have a legitimate interest in preserving their culture and their demographic dominance in areas they have inhabited for thousands of years, McDonald wrote. Quote, the policies advocated by Jewish organizations will result in the death of European civilization. This is a pretty good article, isn't it? If you read them kind of backwards and inside out, some of these left-wing articles are pretty well-researched, and you can actually learn a lot from them. And they are, by the way, they are sowing our seeds and spreading our words, just sprinkled with all these expletives and terms of opprobrium applied to us. Anti-immigration. Quote, let's see, I'll skip here a little bit. The White America Strategy. Beyond the anti-EU, anti-globalism, and anti-immigration rhetoric, other American far-right leaders also saw a distinctly racial and cultural element to the vote. Commentator and former presidential candidate Pat Buchanan. Now, we've been quoting him extensively on this issue on this show. Contended that the electoral success by the far right meant that Europeans were voting to preserve their, quote, separate and unique ethnic and cultural identity, unquote. Buchanan further held that the results heralded a return to, quote, traditionalism and cultural conservatism, reverence for the religious and cultural history and heritage of the nation and its indigenous people, unquote. Very good from Pat Buchanan. The Euro election results give a boost to efforts by white nationalists to push their White America strategy on the movement. White America strategy. I think George Washington, who to whom I'm a second cousin, by the way, George Washington and Theodore Roosevelt and Henry Ford and Thomas Edison and Charles Lindbergh. Is that what they had? A White America strategy? I mean, was that a strategy? The founding of America? We'll be right back.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to
break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played.
Welcome back, folks. This is James Kelso. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. And we are... We're in an interesting article here. Let me give you the call-in number if you want to comment on or ask any question on the subject we're talking about, which is the tsunami that we expect to cross the Atlantic in the nautical metaphor, the wake of the European earthquake, which the elections just passed constitute. the right has finally arisen in Europe. And as Pat Buchanan predicted in the column not long ago, this will be followed in America. The White America strategy, we were talking about that, beyond the anti-EU, anti-globalism, and anti-immigration rhetoric, other American far-right leaders also saw a distinctly racial and cultural element to the vote. Gee, I thought an anti-immigration rhetoric had some kind of element of that. Commentator and former presidential candidate Pat Buchanan perhaps best articulated the theme. In a May 23rd column, which we shared on this show, Buchanan contended that the electoral success by the far right meant that the Europeans were voting to preserve their separate and unique ethnic and cultural identity. The Euro election results give a boost to efforts by white nationalists to push their White America strategy on the movement. Push their White America strategy on the movement? Also known as the majority strategy, as first developed by the late white nationalist philosopher General Sam Francis, and more recently resurrected as the Saylor strategy by Peter Brimelow and Steve Saylor of VDare. The argument holds that Republicans should abandon efforts to reach out to communities of color and instead adopt an explicitly racist politics to appeal to white voters, combined with efforts to restrict immigration, which would stem the influx of Democrat voting third world immigrants. As Richard Spencer of the White Nationalist National Policy Institute wrote in 2011, by adopting the majority strategy, Republicans would not just be saving themselves, they would be saving their country. And then there's a discussion here of the Tea Party, which is much less interesting to us. But I'll touch on this. The Tea Party on both sides of the Atlantic, writes the communists at this website. The Tea Parties are often less explicit about the racist aspect of this strategy, but they have used many of its elements. At the same time, some in Europe have referred to the emergence of these far-right political parties as analogous to the Tea Party in the United States. While Nigel Farage happily claimed that UKIP is a British Tea Party, other European far-right parties like Alternative für Deutschland aren't at all happy with the appellation. The future. Not all American white nationalists were buoyed by the election results. Well, I'm going to skip some of this. It gets a little complicated. Skipping down some more. These are getting into details here that we'll pass over. And their last sentence is, the future is at stake. Well, for the wrong reasons, they are right. So that's a good article there. Let's pick out some more headlines. If you want to call in, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. And you can find us at republicbroadcasting.org if you weren't able to write that number down. Here's a headline. Austria. This is from the World Socialist website. Far-right FPO gains support in European elections. In the European elections on May 25th, the Austrian Freedom Party, FPO, increased its voting significantly. Compared with 2009, the party led by Christian Strache, about whom we talked in this show, increased its vote by 7%, winning 19.7% of the vote. With this result, the FPO came in third behind the conservative Austrian People's Party, which held on to first place with 27% despite a loss of 3% in support, and the Social Democrats, whose vote stagnated at around 24%. Let's see here. I'll get through the details here. According to polls, voters under 29 mainly voted for the FPO. That's our guys. So youth is coming to our message. The other parties find much less support among this layer. Through austerity measures and social attacks over recent years, both parties have robbed youth of any perspective. I think they mean by of any future. So, very good there in Austria. Put that one down. After election success, far-right parties line up for EU money in Parliament. This is from a website called Euractiv. A new far-right group in the European Parliament would be entitled to receive up to €50 million in EU funding over the next 5 years, a cash jackpot that party leaders admit could make or break the future success of the grouping led by France's National Front. Marine Le Pen's Front National needs at least two more MEPs from different EU countries before she can drive home her election success and form a new far-right group in the European Parliament. Now, this is a new development since last week's shows, and this is very important. She needed to get 25 MEPs from seven different countries, and I think she will do that. But she's too short right now, or as of, she was too short as of the 5th, June 5th. The future grouping so far includes Geert Wilders' Dutch Party for Freedom. It's like the American Freedom Party. The Freedom Party of Austria. Oh, another one. Italy's Lega Nord, the Northern League, and Belgium's Vlaams Belang, which translates into Flemish Vlaams Belang Interest, advocating the interest of Flemings, just as Kevin MacDonald says we, Europeans, should advocate in all European nations the interests of Europeans. Too short to meet the threshold, at least 25 MEPs, short to meet the threshold. At least 25 MEPs from seven countries are needed to form a political group. The Front National made significant gains in this European's Parliament elections, topping the French polls and returning 24 MEPs. Well, let's see. Folks, is that the right adjective? Significant gains? Let's see. They increased their number of MEPs by 800%. Other adjectives come to mind. We'll be back after these messages.
Financial uncertainty.